Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Rec Center decides to postpone master plan. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Campbell County Parks and Recreation has decided not to proceed with a master plan in the upcoming year. Initially, the commissioners had tasked the Parks and Rec team with exploring the potential for a master plan. However, due to existing plans for Camplex and the fire department, which demand significant county resources and focus, the initiative has been put on hold. The Gillette News Record reported Dwayne Dillinger, the executive director of Parks and Recreation, raised concerns with the commissioners regarding the feasibility of pursuing a master plan. He expressed hesitance in investing substantial effort into developing a plan, only to find it unfeasible to implement recommendations due to ongoing commitments. The commissioners agreed to defer the master plan for now. Meanwhile, the department plans to compile a roster of projects slated for completion within the next 5 years. A top priority is the rec center gym floor, a major expense earmarked in the upcoming budget. Additionally, the department anticipates replacing the pool liner as it nears the end of its serviceable life. Roof repairs are also in line for the rec center and the Belknob Golf Course clubhouse. The consideration for a master plan arose from the need to update programming despite the structures holding up well over the past 13 years. It's crucial for the department to continually align its programs and services with the community's preferences and needs. Lummis-led Congressional Award Act passes U.S. Senate. The U.S. Senate passed the Congressional Award Program Reauthorization Act of 2023, sponsored by U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis, to reauthorize the Congressional Award Program, the highest honor for our nation's youth age 14 to 23. The Congressional Award is a non-competitive program that has encouraged young people in Wyoming to unleash their potential by achieving personal goals focused on volunteerism, character, development, and fitness. Lummis said the Congressional Awards roots run deep in Wyoming, and I am thrilled the Senate passed my legislation to allow this fantastic program to continue building upon its legacy of selfless service. When Wyoming's own Senator Malcolm Wallop created the Congressional Award in 1979, I am not sure that even he realized just how impactful the program would be. The results of the last 40 years speak for themselves, with thousands of participants from every corner of the cowboy state earning top honors. I look forward to seeing the program's impact continue to grow across Wyoming over the next 40 years. As the United States Congress's only nonprofit and highest honor for youth civilians, the Congressional Award Program was started by Wyoming's own late Senator Malcolm Wallop in 1979, and Senator Lummis says she's proud to carry on his legacy by serving on the National Board of Directors. Senator John Barrasso co-sponsored the legislation. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.